Okay, our friend.
There is a very, very famous fairy tale by the Grimm's brothers. And it's been retold a bazillion times. We're going to read as many different editions of this story and different retellings as we can. And this one we'll start with. It's called Red Riding Hood. It's retold and illustrated by James Marshall. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Do-ka-ba!
Did I get it? Nice. I don't know who he is, but he's here with me and his name is Do-ka-ba. So, buckle up, y'all. Here we go.
A long time ago in a simple cottage beside the deep, dark woods, there lived a pretty child called Red Riding Hood. And she was kind and considerate, and everybody loved her. And one afternoon, Red Riding Hood's mother called to her. "Granny isn't feeling up to snuff today," she said. "So I've baked her favorite custard as a little surprise. Be a good girl and take it to her, will you?"
Little Red Riding Hood was delighted. She loved going to Granny's, even though it meant crossing the deep, dark woods.
When the custard had cooled, Red Riding Hood's mother wrapped it up in a basket. "Now, whatever you do," she said, "go straight to Granny's. Do not tarry. Do not speak to any strangers."
Do you know what it means to tarry?
It means to be delayed, to be tardy, to get lost and kind of take a slow poke way of approaching things. Instead of moving right there, you kind of dilly-dally and you are late. Okay? "Yes, Mama," said Little Red Riding Hood, and before long, she was in the deepest part of the woods.
"Oh,"
she said,
"this is scary."
And already we can see what in the woods might possibly be scaring her, right?
Suddenly a large wolf appeared. "Good afternoon, my dear," he said. "Care to stop for a little chat?"
Now, if she stops, that would be tarrying, right?
"Oh, gracious me,"
said...
Then she said, "Don't talk to any strangers."
Uh-huh, Red Riding Hood.
"Mama said not to speak to any strangers."
"Good girl, Red Riding Hood. Now move along." But the wolf had such charming manners. Oh no, he distracted her.
"And where are you going, sweet thing?"
he said.
"I'm on my way to visit Granny, who lives in the pretty yellow house on the other side of the woods."
"Oh," said Red Riding Hood. "Girl, do not get descriptive with him. Mm-mm-mm."
"She's feeling poorly, so I'm taking her a surprise."
"You don't say,"
said the wolf. And just then he had a delightful idea.
"No reason why I can't eat them both,"
he thought.
"Allow me to escort you,"
he said.
"You never know what might be lurking about."
"You're too kind,"
said Little Red Riding Hood. "Oh, but Little Red Riding Hood, he is not kind." What's going to happen?
I'm so kidding.
Yeah, here we go.
Beyond the forest, they came to a patch of sunflowers. "Why not pick a few?"
suggested the wolf.
"Grannies love flowers, you know."
But while Red Riding Hood was picking a pretty bouquet, the clever wolf hurried on ahead to Granny's house.
"Who is it?"
called out Granny.
"It is I, your darling granddaughter,"
said the wolf in a high voice.
"The door is unlocked,"
said Granny.
Oh, Granny.
Surprise! Cried the wolf, and Granny was furious at having her reading interrupted.
Get out of here, you horrid thing!
She cried. But the wolf gobbled her right up. He didn't even bother to chew. Tasty, he said, patting his belly. So tasty. And just then he heard footsteps on the garden path. And here comes dessert. And losing no time, he put on Granny's cap and glasses and jumped into bed and pulled up the covers.
Who is it?
He called out in his sweetest granny voice.
It is I, your little granddaughter,
said Red Riding Hood.
The door is unlocked, said the wolf.
Boy, let this also be a lesson to us. Grannies, lock your front doors, right?
Yeah.
Give keys to your grandkids if you need them.
Red Riding Hood was distressed at seeing her grandmother so changed.
Why, Granny,
she said,
what big eyes you have.
The better to see you, my dear,
said the wolf.
And Granny, what long arms you have.
The better to hug you, my dear,
said the wolf.
And Granny, what big teeth you have.
The better to eat you, my dear,
cried the wolf. Phew, surprise, bet you didn't think it was him. And he gobbled her right up, the end. Wait,
no, that's not the end.
I'm so wicked,
he said.
So wicked.
And he was enormously pleased with himself. And having enjoyed such a heavy meal, he was soon snoring away. A hunter passing by was alarmed by the frightful racket.
That doesn't sound like Granny,
he said. And so the brave hunter jumped in the window. Why he didn't go through the front door, I'll never know, because it was unlocked. Killed the sleeping wolf and cut him open. And out jumped Granny and Red Riding Hood.
We're ever so grateful,
said Red Riding Hood.
That wicked wolf won't trouble you again, said the hunter.
It was so dark in there, I couldn't read a word,
said Granny. Red Riding Hood promised never, ever to speak to another stranger. Charming manners, or not.
And she never did.
And in the last picture, we can see her. And there looks like a very charming person trying to speak to her, but it's not really a person, is it?
An alligator with a cane and a hat.
I don't care if he has a cane and a hat. That alligator looks like an alligator. And we know alligators cannot be trusted, can they? Nah, not even a little bit.
What movie do you think he was from?
I couldn't tell you. He kind of looks like maybe he's from Fantasia. You know how those guys are tap dancing crocodiles or alligators. I don't know. But it's good to know that she learned her lesson and probably lived happily ever after. The end.
But not to talk to any strangers. Just saying.
Yeah, definitely don't talk to strangers.